and welcome to Sloths Love to Read. Today we have a really sweet story called The Berenstain Bears and the Real Easter Eggs by Stan and Jan Berenstain. I hope you will enjoy this wonderful story. Let's get started. The Berenstain Bears and the Real Easter Eggs by Stan and Jan Berenstain. 19, 20, 21, 22, 23. How about that? Said Sister. I got 23 Valentines at school today. 7 signed with names, 8 guess who's, and 8 SWAKs. Brother smiled. He knew that there were 24 cubs in Sister's class, and Teacher Jane made every cub give every other cub a Valentine. But Sister was enjoying her Valentine so much that he didn't say anything. Besides, he'd gotten quite a few himself. I just love holidays, said Sister. I wish every day was a holiday. Then you could get stuff every day. Oh, said Mama, who'd been listening. Is that all holidays mean to you? Getting stuff? Sure, said Sister. You get turkey, stuffing, and pumpkin pie on Thanksgiving. Presents on Christmas and Valentine's on Valentine's Day. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with that, said Mama, is that holidays are about much more than that. Thanksgiving is about being thankful. Christmas is about goodwill and peace on earth. And Valentine's Day is about love and friendship. What do you think about that, my dear? Asked Papa. Where did Sister go? He said, looking around. She went into the kitchen, said Brother. Which Sister had. She's gone into the kitchen to look at the calendar on the wall. She was looking ahead for holidays. She looked at the rest of February. There weren't any more big holidays in February. She looked at March. She didn't see any big holidays in March either. But then she looked at April, and right there in April was a really big holiday. Easter, yum, she thought. Coconut eggs, jelly beans, chocolate bunnies, yum, and double yum. That night, Sister fell asleep while visions of jelly beans and chocolate bunnies danced in her head. But it was still winter, and when she woke up the next morning, she forgot about the Easter and spring because there was a new blanket of snow covering the earth. Wonderful snow to sled on, to make forts out of, to make angel wings in. But Mother Nature hadn't forgotten, and while Brother and Sister and their friends sledded and made forts and angel wings, she was getting ready for a whole new season. As the winter winds died down and the sun began to ride higher in the sky, signs of spring began to appear. The big icicles of winter dropped from roofs and stuck like swords in the last of the melting snow. Robins began looking for places to build their nests. Blue and yellow crocuses peeped through the softening earth. And it wasn't very long before reminders of Easter began to appear in supermarkets and on television. But it was the big billboard in the town square that got Sister and Brother really excited about Easter. This is what it said. Coming soon, the Giant Bear Town Easter Egg Hunt. Don't miss it. All cubs welcome. Prizes, prizes, prizes. delicious chocolate Easter eggs, jelly beans, jelly beans, jelly beans, gigantic chocolate bunnies. Every cub will win a prize. All prizes on display in window of the Beartown General Store. Look, said Brother. It says the prizes are on display in the window of the Beartown General Store. And were they ever? There were more jelly beans than you could ever count. Sugar tram, dark chocolate, coconut-filled eggs with sugar roses and violets on them. Life-sized milk chocolate bunnies, and one chocolate bunny as big as Brother Bear himself. Happy Easter indeed! This was going to be the biggest, best, and most delicious Easter ever. Brother and sister were so excited they ran all the way home. Mama was in the tree house front yard. Sister, said Brother, you tell Mama about the big Easter egg hunt while I go find Papa and tell him. Mama, Mama, sputtered Sister. She was so excited and out of breath she could hardly talk. Now, my dear, said Mama, I know that what you want to tell me is very exciting, but I'm sure it can wait until you catch your breath. Meanwhile, I've got some exciting things to show you. But Mama, protested Sister. Just look here, said Mama, kneeling down. See these little blue and yellow flowers? They're from the crocus bulbs I planted last fall. They've been sleeping under the snow all winter. Now they're the first to push up through the earth and greet the spring. Aren't they lovely? Yes, Mama, they're nice, said Sister. But Brother and I were just down at the town square, and guess what? But Mama didn't quite hear Sister because she had walked across the yard and was looking closely at a scratchy-looking bush. It didn't look much like much to Sister. This is a forsythia, said Mama. It doesn't look like much now, but come the first warm sunny day, it'll burst with thousands of brilliant yellow flowers. Surely you remember it from last spring, my dear. Sister did, sort of, and it was pretty. But it didn't begin to compare with all those sugar roses and violets on those dark chocolate Easter eggs or those zillions of brightly colored jelly beans. That's when Papa and Brother came running around the house. Papa was just as excited as Brother and Sister. How about that? Cried Papa. How about what? Said Mama. Didn't Sister tell you, said Papa, there's going to be a big Easter egg hunt on the town square, and you should hear the prizes. More jelly beans than you could ever count. Papa, said Brother, all kinds of chocolate eggs, continued Papa. Papa, repeated Brother, tugging on Papa's pant leg. Yes, son? I forgot to tell you, said Brother. The Easter egg hunt is just for cubs. Just for cubs, said Papa. That's right, said Brother. Oh, said Papa. He was more than a little disappointed. Papa was crazy about jelly beans, especially the black ones. Mama sighed. She looked at Papa and the cubs. She was a little disappointed, too. The day of the Easter egg hunt dawned bright and early. Sister and Brother and dozens of their friends were on the town square, waiting for Mayor Honeypot to give the signal for the hunt to begin. They had bags and baskets of every shape to gather the eggs. Brother and Sister were especially well prepared. They each had a big basket, the better to carry the eggs they would find. When the mayor gave the signal, it was, helter, skelter, gather, gather, here an egg, there an egg, everywhere an egg. But Brother and Sister had a plan. Instead of hunting where the other cubs were, they quickly moved to the woods at the edge of the square. "Here's a red one and a pink one and a green one," shouted Sister as she popped the eggs into her basket. "And here's an orange one and a yellow one and a lavender one," cried Brother as he popped them into his basket. A little while later, Brother noticed that Sister had become very quiet. He turned and saw her standing over so still, looking into some bushes. "And here," said Sister as a soft, hushed voice that Brother could hardly hear, "are five tiny blue eggs in a nest deep in the bushes." Ever so carefully and quietly, Brother moved into the bushes and looked over Sister's shoulder at the real Easter eggs. And together they watched as one by one, each tiny blue egg cracked open and a tiny, scraggly, wet baby robin struggled to climb out. From time to time, the mother or father robin came to the nest with food, worms, and insects. They took turns putting the food into the wide open beaks of the baby birds. Brother and Sister watched for a long time. They hardly moved. It was as if they were under a spell. It was the most wonderful and amazing thing they had ever seen. They missed most of the Easter egg hunt, but since every cub got a prize, they got some goodies for the eggs that they had already gathered. A few chocolate eggs, but mostly jelly beans, which they shared with Papa. They gave him the black ones. Many of Sister and Brother's friends won the really big prizes, but that was okay. The sugar-trimmed chocolate eggs and the giant chocolate bunny would not only soon be gone, they would leave quite a few tummy aches behind. Sister and Brother would never forget those baby birds and the wonder of Easter and its message of new life would stay with them forever. Oh, what a wonderful story this has been today. The Berenstain Bears and the Real Easter Eggs by Stan and Jan Berenstain. This has been a wonderful story and a wonderful reminder that Easter is not all about getting eggs or chocolate or candy. It's also about spring and the renewal of the earth and the beauty that it brings and the new life that it brings. I hope that you will remember that this Easter season. I hope you have a wonderful day, and thank you so much for listening in. Bye-bye for now, everyone.